I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, babe? How have you been?
I've been, I guess, like the rest of America. Just okay. Plugging along.
What have you been doing to stay busy in terms of the hobbies, a new hobby, reading, television, working out? Catch us up on the Babe Laufenberg quarantine life.
It's not very exciting, to be quite honest, but hard to develop a new hobby in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could pick up reading or binge-watching TV.
Wait a minute, RJ, Ralph, did you just say pick up reading like you've never read before?
That's correct. That's
I mean, I'm going to pick up reading.
Yeah, that's correct. I was an Englishman.
I'm on the internet. I'm watching YouTube videos on how to read. Fantastic. No, you know what's funny? Like a lot of people, spend a lot of time on the internet, and I just read a little bit of everything. I am not a big TV watcher, and I don't say that with any pride or any of that. Like, there's no elitism to it, but I watch news and I watch sports, and really that's about the extent of my television watching. So I've had to ask my son, I say, hey, what do I need to watch? You know, give me some Netflix stuff. I've never seen The Sopranos, okay? Never seen, you could name any number of those series. I've never seen them. But I have watched Tiger King, okay? That is my new, Joe.
Say it proudly. Joe, say it proudly.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not embarrassed. I think I'm only through about 3 episodes of it. I know some people watch it all the way through. I will tell you one thing that was really good, a little bit before your guys' time, but I did watch on Netflix the Unabomber series, which if you lived through that time, it was crazy. And then it's really pretty well done, the documentary. So I'm a documentary watcher anyway, too. I do enjoy movies. I enjoy going to the theater, which we can't do now. But I enjoy documentaries, so I'm kind of hooked on those. And music docs as well. I love music documentaries. So I do recommend, by the way, Echo in the Canyon.
Echo in the Canyon. Yeah, I was going to ask, how much music are you listening to? Because you're a huge music guy.
Oh, gosh, you know, a little of everything. Obviously, lately I've been in mourning the last couple of days, and I mean that. John Prine was one of my favorites. And, you know, it's interesting. He's a guy that beat cancer twice, and here it is, and this virus gets him, right? He really was. So that's been a little John Prine heavy on the playlist as of late. But you guys really got to listen to him a little bit.
Angel from Montgomery, very good song, one of his best ones. The great Babe Laufenberg joining us here on 105.3. All right, so let's talk a little football.
Yeah.
You know, the Dak Prescott contract, are you surprised they haven't gotten this done? Do you think that they're going to overpay for this? Where do you think this is going to wind up settling in?
Well, I'm laughing at the overpay part because everybody overpays for all their guys now. But by the same token, I'd really like to see one of the – I mean, obviously Brady became a free agent. He's 43 years old. Okay. I'd love to see one of the guys hit free agency in their prime. Let's just say Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Let's just say he was a total free agent, like a baseball has a free agent, right? They didn't have the – you couldn't tag guys. You couldn't franchise tag guys. What would Pat Mahomes be worth to a franchise?
Oh, my God.
I'm throwing it out. I'm asking the question.
I'd pay him $75 million a year.
Yeah, I would, too. I would, too. So some of these guys are literally bargains of what they're getting them for, even though they're going to, you know, Dak's going to, whatever that number comes in at. And quite honestly, I'm just so unconcerned about the whole negotiation, and I'm so happy I don't have to cover it on a daily basis because they're going to get it done. Dak's going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys next year, right, by hook or crook, and whether it's a four-year deal, a five-year deal, and we don't know all the particulars, of, but they're going to get it done. Dak's going to be, if we have a season, Dak will be the quarterback for the Cowboys. So I don't worry about those things.
Babe, how do you feel about the rest of the moves? Byron goes to Miami. They re-sign Amari. They lose Robert Quinn. They try to beef up inside with the defensive tackles. They lose Travis Frederick. We're in agreement, Choppy and I. This team is not as good as last year's team. Now, we still have a draft to get through, which we'll touch on. But how do you feel about the other moves that the Cowboys have made this offseason?
Well, obviously, you hate to lose the guys that they've lost. And, you know, Travis was not the same player last year that he was in previous years. And that's not to say he wasn't good. He was good. But he was not the same player that he was. And obviously, coming through that disease, and who knew if he would play again, who knew what would happen with his life. So I admired him for building his body back up and getting back and playing NFL football. I mean, there was a question, and I wasn't privy, obviously, to all the information, but there's a question of how his life was going to look, let alone his football career. So I really admire the way he came back from all that, but he wasn't the same player last year that he had been. The other part of it is, until really, and again, I'm just going to assume we'll be in training camp sometime in late July, until you get there, there's so many avenues of acquiring players, and we know there's going to be cuts come June, right, for other veteran players. So the team is, to me, every team is constantly transforming and evolving. Do I hate to lose Robert Quinn? Obviously, he was the best pass rusher last year. Randall Cobb out of the slot, how are you going to replace that? So there's any number of things that you don't like to see. And the additions, while, you know, inside, obviously, Don Terry Poe and McCoy are two solid NFL players. They're both on the downside of their career. They're on the backside of their career, I should say. So, if you look at it, the gains have not equaled the losses. Now, we still have a draft, and we still have a lot of acquisition to be kept in front of us here. But as we sit here today, I think you would say they're probably not as good today as they were basically when the season ended.
Babe, they chose Amari over Byron, essentially, to give the money to. Do you think that was the right decision? Would you have gone at it about the same way?
You know what's interesting? It seemed to be a foregone conclusion, didn't it?
Yeah.
Almost like midseason. Well, they won't sign Byron, but they will sign, you know, they're going to get Amari done. And obviously, giving up your number one pick certainly put, the ball in the Cowboys' court there. You don't want to give up a number one pick and 2 year, you know, year and a half later, the guy goes off in free agency. And Amari had obviously clearly a strong desire to be here. Washington reportedly outbid him, gave him more money, and he stayed here. Although I don't know if you say you gave a team a hometown discount when you've got $100 million coming your way, possibly. So I laugh at that. You know, the Byron thing was interesting to me, obviously well documented. Did not take the ball away, was not a guy that was going to take the ball away from other teams. But I look at it a little bit like Ozzie Smith, right? Ozzie Smith was a 260 career hitter, St. Louis Cardinals shortstop, Hall of Fame player. But while he didn't get you a bunch of hits, he took away one or two every game from the other team, and probably more like two or three, right, with his defensive ability. So Byron was a little bit like that. When you're saying, gosh, he didn't take the ball away, but he didn't give up touchdowns either. And if you go out there and you've got touchdowns raining over your head, trust me, you'll miss Byron Jones. You'll want him just knocking balls down. So that's going to be an interesting one to see how they replace him. And right now, obviously, Jacoby Awuzie, they kind of soured on him later in the season. Can Jordan Lewis be in every down corner? He's obviously good in the slot. Anthony Brown's coming back, but of course we've seen him for 4 years, solid player, but are you ready to play him on every down outside? So a lot of things to be considered on the outside.
Have you gotten a chance to study the draft at all? And where would you like to see them focus? Do you have someone in mind? Do you have a position in mind that you'd like to see them draft here in a few weeks?
Well, full disclaimer, I'm not a draft guy. I'm not one of those guys that's going to go out and look at 250 players. It's a lot of work for very little reward. Here's the way I always look at it. The Cowboys are going to bring seven guys to camp, right? Seven draft picks, and then plus some free agents. So we'll get out there, and by the end of camp, or I should say by the end of the preseason, we're all going to have a pretty good idea what the guy can do. And I go for every practice of every camp, so I get a good feeling. Once they draft them, I go back and I look at everything. I do look at the quarterbacks. I do like to kind of dig into those guys a little bit. But the other thing I've always said, you can't draft them from your couch, meaning I can't watch a game on Saturday, look at a guy and go, oh, yeah, I'd take him. I mean, you got to go in. They have so much information at their disposal. Not so much this year, but through interviews, through talking to coaches, they'll talk to the high school coach, the trainer, the equipment guy. They have so much information on these guys that we don't have just sitting here, obviously, watching them on YouTube or watching them on Saturday. So, again, they come in, I'll have a pretty good handle by the time the season starts. The one thing that's interesting to me is, well, two things, quite honestly. I would not be averse to taking a receiver with that first pick. Mm-hmm. And we've seen them do it before with the offensive line in the sense that they used their first-round pick 3 out of 4 years on offensive line. You said, well, guys, they're already pretty good, and they used that, and they kept coming, but they had a strength, and they made it even stronger, right? And they've got two guys probably – well, let me say this. They're going to be up for discussion on the Hall of Fame and Tyron Smith and Zach Martin by the time their careers end. And obviously they had a Pro Bowl, a perennial Pro Bowler there in Travis Frederick. So, again, let's just look at next year. You get Amari Hurt, where are you at receiver?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you get Gallup Hurt, where are you at receiver?
Yeah.
And we all know that you're throwing the ball so much in today's NFL that – it's almost like you need three corners. Your third corner is a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And your third receiver is a starter, basically, in the NFL now. So I would not be averse. And obviously, this draft is deep in wide receivers. So whoever is there when you're picking at 17 is probably going to be a good one. The other thing I'm interested in is, will McCarthy draft a quarter? Will they get a quarterback in here? Because it's so funny because – here he comes, and Dak, and yeah, he's great, and he's awesome, and I get to coach Dak. And McCarthy's two starting quarterbacks in Green Bay for his entire 12 years were Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's like, yeah, that's nice. But, you know, I had these two guys up north there, and he had Favre for 2 years, started every game for him there. And when he had those two, His winning percentage with those two guys was 64%. They played 18 games without Favre or Rodgers starting, and it was 36%. When Rodgers got hurt a few years ago, Brett Hundley really struggled. He was drafted for fourth round, fifth round, I believe. But anyway, so he's going to look at this quarterback situation and say, yeah, well, I know Dak hasn't been hurt. What if he does get hurt? What do we have there? So we'll find out what he thinks about Cooper Rush. But he's seen it where he's lost his quarterback. And you see some teams overcome it. You see some teams make changes, like Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill last year, right? So it'll be interesting to see what McCarthy feels about that situation. Speaking of Tennessee, RJ.
Yes.
How about this one? Okay. We all know that Cincinnati most likely going to take Burrow. Where's Tua going to go? You need a top-five quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd love to have a top-five quarterback in the draft so you can go out and win your Super Bowl. Do you know that Peyton Manning drafted in 98, right?
Yep.
There's only been one other, since that time, in 98, there's only been one other top-five quarterback drafted who's gone on to win a Super Bowl.
Really?
One. You know who it was?
One other top...
His brother.
Yeah.
Eli. Now, there have been a couple that have made it. You know, Goff obviously made it and lost. Cam Newton made it and lost. Matt Ryan made it and lost. one guy. So you sit there and go, we got to get a top five quarterback. And then you look at it and say, well, you know, do we really?
Wow. So, that's a good point. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys analyst, joining us here at 105 through the fan.
Hey, I got to give credit to my son, Joe Willie, for that one. He sent me that. I don't know where he got it, but I was like, and then I looked it up, right? You can't just take it on. You know, I looked it up, and I'm going back. I'm looking at everything, and I'm like, wow, there we go.
Wow.
Good little stat.
That is pretty remarkable. We've all seen the Dez videos of him working out. He's done a few of them. What is your take on the
social distancing?
Not social distancing. Let's do both. Your take on the videos of him not social distancing, and more importantly, his return. Would you want him back on the Cowboys?
Two thoughts on Dez. He was a great player here. I mean, a great. Great player, probably going to end up in the Ring of Honor. I mean, he was a touchdown maker. He was passionate. He was all that good stuff. That's one. Number two, I'll always go back to Bill Parcells. The circus doesn't stay in town forever. And that circus has left town. I mean, it makes for great discussion and talk, but the circus has left town. He's out of football for 2 years. You know, he's now an older player. So I don't get a vote in the deal, but I just can't imagine him coming back. I just can't. I mean, I understand that he wants to. And you'll have Stephen Jones next week.
Yeah, but probably not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen either because of Mike McCarthy and his new program. Babe, what have you heard or what have you learned about McCarthy in his new Cowboy tenure? Anything interesting? You're a guy with fantastic nuggets. Anything that you've heard about Mike McCarthy so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've just heard he's a good guy from a number of people who I respect. I mean, good guy, good coach. I've always liked him from the outside looking in. I'll be honest with you, I don't know him. So I don't have that kind of firsthand knowledge. A lot of guys, you know, I know people that coach with him or this type of thing, but I don't know him. But everything I've heard from, again, people I respect, right, has been good. And I thought it was a great hire at the time when you looked at who was out there and available. I thought it was a great hire. I think he's going to do a good job. I do get back to this. This is a team that in 23 years has won 3 playoff games, and Jason Garrett won 2 of them. So there are challenges here in some form or fashion. There's challenges everywhere, obviously. There's challenges in 32 cities. But, you know, I do think this. I think Cowboy fans can be hopeful. I do find it interesting, too, that we all hated Jason Garrett's offense here, right? We all know he forced Kellen Moore to run his offense, and Mike McCarthy is keeping the offense. So I found that almost comical. That here comes a guy known for his offensive wizardry, and he looked at it and said, you know, it's pretty good here. I think we'll keep doing what they've been doing.
Appreciate you popping on with us this morning. Make sure you stay safe out there. We'll talk to you down the road. Love hearing from you, though.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
the Natural, Field of Dreams, and Major League. I'll end it with that.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Tolo, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.